today, 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here's college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Welcome into this Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC, hope you guys are doing well and ready for a fun one here on the show. Looks like we got everything all ready to rock and roll like it should be today. I know yesterday we had some tech difficulties starting things off, but hey, man, we're rocking and rolling. We're going to have a fun one here on the show. Number one, today is the Regions Tournament, Chase. I don't know how much you keep up with that or golf in general, but always cool to see some of these figures in the sport world. Take it to the links. You got Kalen DeBoer there. You got Coach Saban there. You got Kirby Smart, Pete Golding. You name it. You got Coach Oates. So there's a bunch of folks over there, and we're not there, but you got plenty of coverage. So with that comes a lot of media availability, a lot of people speaking and discussing things. So we're going to dive into some of those interviews that have been coming out this morning. I know Head Coach Kalen DeBoer spoke to the media. We got about a 10-minute interview there that we can dive into, hear what he has to say, the latest following the conclusion of spring practice. Plus, Coach Saban spoke to the media. I know folks had a number of questions to ask him, including his thoughts on the recent contract extension for head coach Kalen DeBoer. And, of course, with Coach Oates there, there's plenty of questions about Alabama basketball and maybe what that roster could look like next season, including one of their guys in Aiden Holloway potentially seeking a return. So we'll dive into plenty of that. And then I think the most exciting part that you guys are probably looking forward to is if you've seen this on X, I know it was kind of a little bit last minute that we made this happen, so I didn't really promote it a whole bunch, but we will be joined by the most feared linebacker in Alabama history, the man, the myth himself. Reuben Foster will join the show here later in hour number two, around 12:30 or so Central Time, so really looking forward to that. I know a few of you had seen that Reuben was here in Tuscaloosa on campus, maybe working with the guys a little bit over in the facility, and had asked to get Reuben here on the show. So I hit my guy up, and we made it happen ASAP. And I just got to say, listen, man, Reuben is so solid. I mean, like, if you need anything, man, this dude is, I mean, one call away, man. I'm talking about as soon as I hit him up, I mean, within 5 minutes, he's like, shoot, let's make it happen. So I just want to just go ahead and say that, man. I love Reuben, man. Not just because he's, you know, always one call away. I've always really enjoyed him as a person, as a teammate, but you guys have heard me talk about it, man. Sometimes, you know, when you have, you know, a lot of teammates, a lot of people going to do all these great things, it's hard to keep up with, you know, everybody. I get it. People are busy. But with Reuben, man, he'll drop anything he's got going just for his guys, man. So he's always been solid. He was like that when I played with him, still to this day. We even chopped it up for, shoot, a while on the phone last night. So I'm looking forward to bringing him back here on the show in hour number two. We'll talk about kind of what he had going on here in Tuscaloosa. Talk about kind of maybe what he was trying to convey to those guys, because I know he was being there as a resource. And I know everybody gets really excited when Reuben's in the building, man. They want to be sponges and soak up all that knowledge. So we'll get an inside look on kind of what that whole thing looked like and a couple other things we'll ask him as well. And of course, if you guys got some questions, you can always come hang out with us in the chat on our streams at the Miller's Edge on YouTube, at the Miller's Edge on X, and of course also on the Tide 100.9 Facebook page. Come hang out with us, drop your questions, comments, and concerns. We'll discuss it, we'll talk about it, and we'll try to ask Reuben a few of those questions if we have enough time. I also got some other exciting news this morning, Chase. The Ice Cube concert, Killer Mike and my brother as well, he's also on the ticket for tomorrow. Well, I just learned that I've got two tickets to give away. So we're going to come up with something to give away, a couple of tickets to the Ice Cube concert tomorrow. Now, I know the weather's been pretty stormy the past couple of days. Hopefully it clears up for tomorrow's concert. It is held at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater in Tuscaloosa. So hopefully that weather is all clear, but it's going to be a really fun event tomorrow. Again, Ice Cube will be performing along with Killer Mike, and my brother will be opening things up for those guys. So really good stuff. And we got two free tickets to give away. Now, the problem is, Chase, this just got through upon me literally like within the last 10 minutes. So I hadn't come up yet with what we're going to do to win those two tickets. So we'll figure something out probably the next, during the break we have coming up here. But we will be giving away two tickets for free for you and somebody else to attend that Ice Cube concert, along with Killer Mike and my brother Two-Check. So we'll think about that. Chase, maybe you have a good idea. I mean, what's a good... I know a lot of people do, like, trivia, but I feel like trivia sometimes is almost too easy where it'd be gone just like that. I want something that might kind of make people think a little bit. I feel like you got to earn these tickets, man. These are two good, really good tickets, man. It's an Ice Cube. He's a legend. Chase, anything in mind off the top of your head that we could maybe do for this giveaway?
We could definitely center it around Ice Cube. We could kind of dive like into it. Yeah, why not? You know, there's some huge fans of Ice Cube, even a little bit into your brother, who is a renowned DJ, one of the best in the world. So, you know, there's a lot of things we can dive into. I feel like this is going to be a lot of fun. I heard a lot of traction is going on for this. I'm excited for it. I might try to slide in. I think I know someone who's going, so I might try to go. Nice. But, man, that's, yeah, no worries. But I'm excited, man. Definitely call in, guys. You do not want to miss this for sure.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at the weather, Chase. So we do have another rainy day today. It had been storming pretty bad yesterday, but seems like it's a little bit clearer today. And the good news is I'm looking at the forecast, and tomorrow, which is the day of the concert, the 30th of April, it appears that it's going to be clear of any rain. Now, maybe early in the morning, but it should be cleared up by 8 o'clock. At least that's what my screen is showing here. I'll share it on the screen with you guys. We'll get our James Spann on a little bit. As you can see, it's going to be clear. So if you guys are looking for something to do on a Thursday night, I definitely encourage you, whether you win the tickets or not, go check it out, man. You know, the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater, they're trying to do a lot more over there, get more acts involved. And I feel like Ice Cube, Chase, is a really big draw, man. You know, Tuscaloosa, I don't know if he's ever performed here in Tuscaloosa. Not entirely sure, but he's definitely a legend. I know there's going to be a lot of people interested in that. So if you want to win these two tickets, make sure you stay tuned, because we're going to come up with something. I kind of like where you're going with that, Chase. And maybe we can combine it, just like, you know, with the Dolly Tide hats, right? We combine the Spanish world with the Alabama world. Maybe we can come up with a trivia of like three questions, maybe an Alabama football question, an Ice Cube question, and then maybe just one other question. Maybe we can do like a Miller's Edge question or a question about me or something. I don't know, just to really make people think. Maybe we'll do that. I think we'll do that. Three questions. You got to get all three answers correct. And you can either call in, or I guess we could do the app message feature, which you just download that Tide 100.9 app. It's completely free on your smartphone, any device that you have. You can download that and you can leave it there. Or you can drop your answers here on the stream. So we'll come up with that during this next timeout. And then we'll drop that for you and let you guys get on it. And then again, you have a chance to win two tickets to the Ice Cube concert tomorrow. Now, I have to get the further details like time and all that stuff, but I can just tell you tomorrow at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater, sometime in the evening, I'll get further details on that. But that's what we got in terms of laying it down for you. Oh, and how could I forget, Chase? Last but not least, we had a discussion yesterday. And I know you had to get out of the studio, and we had Reed behind the glass, but I think you mentioned you had seen it on our Twitter, or X, I should say. Well, we had a discussion yesterday just talking about, you know, we had Clint Lamb join, and, you know, the commit of Elijah Haven. It brought in some questions. Of course, everybody's celebrating. Not like serious questions, but okay. So you have 3 5-star quarterbacks. We know NIL is a thing. How does that look from a management perspective? Could it potentially be putting, you know, a little bit too much money in one area, not enough in the other? Again, just regular questions, because, again, this is all new to us. The whole NIL space is different. Well, I took it upon myself to actually make that graphic happen that I talked about, because I was like, man, like, I think that would be a fun game to play, where you kind of, you know, put your GM cap on, right? You walk in the shoes of Courtney Morgan and all these other GMs, and you gotta come up and build a roster. Because it's easier, you know, just to sit here and talk about it, but actually see it in front of you and see numbers and values and have a actual budget, which we know these budgets are pretty fluid. There's not enough strict guidelines right now. However, I came up with this game. So we'll definitely, we'll do that today as well, probably, you know, throughout hour number one, because I do feel that now that we have had time to put this graphic together, it'll make it a little bit easier to kind of get where we're going with this whole thing. I'm going to throw this on the screen here so you guys can check it out. Just know this thing took forever to make. And yes, I had the help of AI. But Chase, one of the worst things is, man, after a while, it starts like glitching and like changing things that you didn't want changed. When I tell you, I had to ask repeatedly over and over and over, fix this. No, now fix this. It was a circus. But we got it done. So we're going to put that hard work to use. So here's the graphic. So the challenge will be today, right? We're going to build an Alabama offensive roster, right? And I went with $12 million for the cap because I want to say, you know, you hear Indiana and some of these other schools around like low 20s or something like that. So I was thinking 20 to 25. Let's just make it a little bit easier. We'll do $24 million total, 12 on offense, 12 on defense. And I got the defensive graphic pulled up. It's very similar. Just you just swap out, right, the positions for some defensive positions. But today we'll focus on the offense. And the way I did it was I did five-star plus. There's five different tiers, five-star plus, five-star, four-star plus, four-star, and then three-star. And I know it's kind of small for little listeners. If you want to see the graphic that we're talking about that has all these values, check us out on the stream. You can see that visually. But then, Chase, it breaks down all these tiers, and you basically have $12 million to build a football team. Now, here's the kicker, though, right? You actually have to build a true offensive depth chart. It's not just the starters, right? If you're doing starters, it's easy. You can just get five-star plus across the board. You've got 34 slots that you got to fill out with $12 million. So I challenge you guys, whether you're watching the stream or whatever. Now, if you're driving, don't try to do this. But take a look at it and see what you could come up with. You can even be generic. Like if you want to say, hey, I'd budget, you know, $4 million for my offensive line, $3 million for the quarterbacks, and so forth. I'll probably do that today because I don't want to get too – I mean, going over 34 total spots, including, like, the backups, that just takes too long. But anyway, I think this will be cool. We're going to see if we can come up with our own championship Alabama roster because everybody talks about how they would do it, whether it's inside out, outside in. We just got done with NFL draft. Everybody is sitting on their phones and is a GM right now, including myself. So now we get the opportunity to actually do that and to I would say, put pen to paper, but we're doing this digitally, so that wouldn't work. But you get the point. We'll have some fun with that. So we got a loaded show today. We'll dive into all that. But first, we're going to hit a timeout. So let's do that, Chase. When we come back, we get rocking and rolling. We'll maybe dive into some of this region stuff first, hear from some of these interviews, then we'll circle back to this whole depth chart. But while we listen to that, make sure you guys are taking a look at this and start trying to come up with your football team. See if you could come up with a championship-winning offense. Right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
That's right. Free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter. What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers this afternoon in the high 81. For tonight, periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm in spots, the low 56. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny both days with a cooling trend. The high tomorrow 73, the high Friday 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
A national championship team covering a national championship team.
The best sports talk in the state.
Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. And I just realized, Chase, the trivia questions. I'm over here trying to get Stephen M. Smith on the stream because he's going to jump on here. We're going to talk with him for a little bit before we get Reuben Foster, Alabama legend. He's going to be joining us at 1230 Central Time a little bit later in the show. But in the meantime, we're going to be playing this game about building an Alabama roster with a $12 million cap. Remember, the other 12 we're saving for defense. I got that coming next. We'll do that tomorrow or Friday, something like that. But we are giving away two tickets for the Ice Cube concert tomorrow. So we got to come up with those three questions. So maybe we'll have to get those questions in next time out. But we'll do three questions. One about Ice Cube, one about Alabama football, and maybe one about, I guess, the Miller's Edge, or maybe, you know, me playing here or something like that. And then those will be the three. And you get all three right, you can win two tickets to an Ice Cube concert. So there you go. That being said, Chase, couple things I want to go over here on during the segment real quick, because, again, we got the Regions Golf Tournament going on. A number of figures up there playing in that tournament. And there's a couple, you know, media points I want to hit on that have been coming out. So I was going to play the full, and we might do this in a second, maybe down the line. I know Coach DeBoer spoke to the media, and it's about 10 minutes long, which is good. I want to listen to all of that, but I don't know if we have time to squeeze it in right now. I guess we probably could. We could probably squeeze it in. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's start with that. We'll start with Coach DeBoer, get the latest from him, because I know he discussed the quarterback battle, post-spring stuff, updates on injuries. So if you guys haven't seen this, we'll watch it together. So we'll start here while we get everything else all rolling in. Stephen M. Smith will be joining us here in hopefully about 10 minutes or so. So this was head coach Kalen DeBoer speaking to the media. Matter of fact, this might actually have been last night, not at Regions, but same deal. Let's hear from head coach Kalen DeBoer.
Just keep the mic closed, please. All righty. Well, Coach, welcome to Huntsville. I know you're always excited to kind of get in and around the state. I know you're excited just to be here for an amazing cause here this evening.
Yeah, we've got a great alumni group here, you know, raising scholarships, and that obviously helps a lot of people that go to Alabama.
Spring's over. The grind never stops. Takeaways from spring and being with your group as you head into fall camp, some positive things that you've kind of been able to witness over the course of 14 practices?
Yeah, we got a lot of new guys that really love being here and have worked extremely hard in the winter months. A lot of bodies changing, a lot of guys excited to learn. I think that they realize the coaching staff, they realize the resources that we have here, they took advantage of it, and then we got into the practices. And we really came a long ways in 15 practices. And so excited about the growth of our team. I think they're extremely hungry. And that is a big part of it, right? Your attitude carries you a long ways. And so, you know, we know we got a long ways to go. But, you know, I feel like we've done a good job of getting on track and having a spring that can propel us into the summer.
Contract extension's a big news right now. Just what impact has that had on you, knowing that you have that belief from Greg Byrne, and then also just in recruiting, running the program, what impact has that had on you?
Yeah, I think the part that, you know, is exciting, it just shows the confidence that the university, our trustees, Greg Byrne, you know, our president, I can't thank them enough for, you know, just the support they give me, and, you know, looking forward to what we continue to continue to build on what we've done, and, you know, just I think it gives the staff direction, an understanding also, you know, just that that everyone believes in, you know, what we're doing. And I'm excited, again, that the growth that we've had here in 2 years, you know, a lot to build off of going into the playoffs, making the SEC championship. You know, this next year, another big year. They're all big in my mind. And you never take anything for granted. So I really appreciate, you know, the opportunity that the university has given me.
When you look at this quarterback competition, you've been through a lot of these, but what do you need to see from these guys over the next 3-4 months that's going to create a separation in this competition?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is one of them trying to separate themselves, and that's going to be hard because both of them are extremely talented. They're committed on an extremely high level. They got playmaking abilities that are very similar. You know, growth in the offense and us continue to grow the offense around them. There's a little bit of give and take there, and a little bit of both. You know, and then they got teammates that they do a great job leading and that believe in them. And it's, you know, I think it's such a unique thing just seeing the relationship that both them had with Ty and their support for him, and then also the support that they have for each other, the way that they can lead and do it in their own way. And the other guy just, you know, continued to carry on. It's been really impressive. It speaks a lot to the character of each of them.
You know, just speaking of Ty, you know, he got drafted by the Rams this past week. How much can he learn from Matthew Stafford, who's coming off an MVP caliber season?
Well, I think that's what Ty's, you know, one of the things Ty's extremely excited about. you know, getting a chance to be there with Coach McVay in LA, learn that system, be a part of the offense, you know, being indoors, you know, just I think there's a lot of things that as a quarterback you really love and, you know, being under Stafford is something that, you know, a guy who's been in the league, Ty's got a lot of things that, you know, as far as his habits, you know, carrying on like a pro, but, you know, he'll get to see it done at another level. You know, just the way that they operate. I know it's first class. It's top tier. They got a great culture there, and I know that's something that's really important to Ty. He did an awesome job of building ours and making it better, and he's going to bring something to that program with building culture as well.
Did he send him a message after he got drafted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, and I want him to enjoy the moment. He's super busy with all his media stuff, but just, you know, all the guys, I'm super excited for not just Ty, but everyone who's getting an opportunity to go whether they're drafted or not, or when is undrafted free agents, just excited about their opportunity because they'll go make the most of it.
How encouraged have you been with just the leadership of this group heading into fall camp?
This current team?
This current team, yes, sir.
You know, what we've really asked is that everyone raise their level of leadership. We don't have a lot of seniors. We really have 9 seniors on the team, but we do have a group of 19 juniors. And there's a lot of guys that are in that class that have been here for a while since we started. And so, you know, looking for guys on each side of the ball to do their thing, to carry on the leadership that they are capable of, but also just pushing the other side, you know, working together. And that's what I really am seeing a lot of, is that they're very unified. We had some very high-end leaders, Deontay Lawson and Tim Keenan and Parker Brailsford, you know, obviously Ty. I think this group has a lot of probably more guys maybe that haven't been here as long and you know, fourth year guys in the program, but we do have a number of guys that care so much, that have the ability to lead, and we just got to bring that out. And
regardless of the competition, it does have to help. You got two guys or multiple guys, once everyone gets here in the summer, a quarterback that's been here with you for at least a year, 2 years, you have an idea of what they can offer to the program, but more importantly, as they head into the fall, just the familiarity of being in the building daily has to be huge for you.
Yeah, and they push each other. They've seen, you know, the quarterbacks have seen how even going back to Milroe and just the hours he put in, Ty did the same thing, just that commitment to your habits and, you know, your actions are what really speaks the loudest. And Ty did that through, you know, being there early, staying late, being a great teammate. It was never about him. It was about us being the best we could be as a football team. And these guys have seen that. It's in them anyway, because that's who they were when we recruited them. And just asking them to take it to another level, which they're capable of.
New coaches in the fold as well. I know you've been part of this transition. They're into the fray here down in Tuscaloosa for you. The kind of the process of them continuing to kind of learn what you're asking within your organization as well.
Yeah, we had some coaches that got some great opportunities, and you know, you always wish them the best. And you know, replacing them, you just got to do your due diligence. And you know, we fortunately had some connections with really all of them. You know, and when you have that, you understand the character, and there's a lot of great coaches out there, but you know, what's are they driven? You know, are they people that just it's to their core as far as wanting to coach? And between Coach Nix, Coach Clem, Coach Owens, really feel like we did a good job of bringing in those type of people, expert coaches, guys that can recruit. Our players, I think, have really connected with them, having my meetings right now, you know, one-on-ones with all the players, and they're just really excited about, you know, the direction of each of those rooms.
Here's your thoughts on this specific area, because now you got Mari Johnson in there from the Shoals. He looks huge being out there at spring camp. Xavier Griffin's from Huntsville. How important is it for you to recruit not only this entire state, but also this specific part of the state of Alabama?
Yeah, especially last year, we had a lot of success bringing in talent, and you know, the top talent and some good numbers. And so it's very important, because you know, you want homegrown guys, and they're going to care a lot about this program. They've seen it, and they had their dreams and aspirations from, you know, being a little kid to be in this program, and all those guys have. You know, you can see it's in their heart. They just want it so bad. And I'm excited about the work they've put in. It's to help their development, just from weight that they've put on to them diving into their scheme and going out there and executing. You know, these first 4 or 5 months, a lot's thrown at them, but they've all taken it full on. And, you know, the state is just so important. So we'll continue to do our best to make sure we can bring the best players. You know, we won't have a big class this year overall in our recruitment, but, you know, we'll still make sure that if we have a priority and we have that in state, we will look there first.
Kaylin.
So there you go. I'm going to stop it a little bit early. There's about a minute or so left, and we can finish that up here in a minute. But we got our guy Stephen M. Smith waiting to join us, so we're going to go ahead and hit this timeout. That way we can get him rocking and rolling. But that was head coach Kaylin DeBoer again. Excuse me, not in the Regents tournament. That was yesterday, I believe, over in Huntsville at another event that he attended. And now he's at Regents, which we can catch back up on some of the stuff going on this morning up there as well. But first, we'll be joined by Stephen M. Smith right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC.
Moore. I rolled up my sleeves in Congress, and I'll keep fighting for Alabama in the U.S. Senate. I'm Barry Moore, conservative fighter, and I approve this message.
Approved and paid for by Barry Moore for U.S. Senate.
Roll Tide. The best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
WTBC. We're joined by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Stephen M. M for Money Smith. Stephen, welcome in, man. Talk to me.
Man, I feel good, Christian. I mean, I know today I'm not in the suit game because I'm at home today. So I literally got the hair in full motion here. Definitely going to get a haircut pretty soon here. But this is the off season. This is how it is when you're in the grind of the off season. So this is me embracing, hey, summer's coming in here. We got a chance going to break here a little bit from Kaylin DeBoer as he was at the Huntsville event and now going to the Pro AM, the golf event there for Regis in Birmingham. So good to hear from Coach DeBoer earlier today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plenty of media that's coming out that we're going to listen to and discuss and break down. But I wanted to segue from that here for a second because I know I wanted to get you here on the show and talk over some things with you, man. I always enjoy getting you on here, and I appreciate you jumping on here with us. I think first time on the stream here, so welcome to the stream, man. We always enjoy getting our guests on here. But Steve, let me ask you this while I get these trivia questions all bundled up so we can get that rolling. We just heard from head coach Kaylin DeBoer. I think he was out in Huntsville, I believe, at an event. I know you were behind the scenes listening in. Anything that stand out to you from that interview from head coach Kaylin DeBoer?
Well, the first thing is very happy that he did mention E.J. Crowell, the 5-star freshman running back. He'll be back in June, which that's good. He did not go on out in the spring due to a soft tissue injury, which was reported, most of a calf issue. He tried to give it a go, you know, really could not. And the coaching staff thought, let's be cautious about this, which a wise thing to do there. You have a very competitive running back room as it is. You know, Crowell can do some special things, but let's not push it while he's trying to work himself back from the injury. Sort of have him back in June is good. And then, you know, positive news about Noah Rogers, transfer from North Carolina State, who was really having an explosive spring, goes down with a knee in the spring game and was looking pretty serious when he went down. Of course, DeBoer said, hey, at some point late in the season, we can have him back, which is a real positive. It kind of took me back, Christian, to, you know, when I was covering you guys in that 2017 season where it looked like every linebacker in the room went down. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, who's going to get dinged up next? But thankfully, you know, we got you back and T. Lou and a bunch of guys back at the right time. Anthony Jennings came back, and we saw where Jennings went off against Clemson, had a big performance in that semifinal game. And, of course, yourself and T. Lou bulk of sacks in a national championship game. So if there's any group that knew about how to come back from an injury and make an impact, it was your group in 2017.
Yeah, that definitely was kind of like the – that in, of course, second and 26, right? I mean,
yeah,
that whole year was like the –
that whole year was crazy.
It's like a storybook type of year, right? Like you just mentioned, I mean, with we were dropping like flies. I mean, from game one, I mean, half the team got injured against Florida State, and then – you know, over the course of the year, people were still getting hurt. I even think, like, towards the end of the year, we had some even more injuries at one point. It was like as the injured guys were getting hurt, the injured guys were coming back from injury. Some of the healthy guys were finally starting to get hurt again. It is like, oh, my goodness.
I will say this, Christian, to the positive point of that, at least it gave Dylan Moses, who was a freshman then, a shot to be SEC freshman team. At least he gave him a shot.
Yeah, because Sean Dion Hamilton, a matter of fact, he got hurt towards the end of the year, and I think there might have been maybe one or two other guys that got banged up. But, yeah, it was a very interesting year. Then to cap it off with second and 26 was just – I mean, you couldn't write a better story. I mean, I still think they need to do some – they're going to do a documentary on the dynasty
it needs to be a documentary, but that season alone, it needs to be an ESPN 30 for 30. And if I can just inject here, there needs to be some shots of me on the practice field just in that 30 for 30. Like that needs to be in there.
We'll make sure we get some B-roll of Stephen M. Smith sidelines with his camera and his notepad.
Please have that. And just the B-roll footage of that.
I think we can make that happen, Steven. I'll see if I can pull some strings, man. I don't know how many strings I got to pull these days, but if I have some, we'll definitely pull them. Steve, I want to ask you about something, man. Elijah Haven, big-time commit for Alabama. Now, Alabama is no stranger to big-time commits, but we're living in a world where it's the post-Coach Saban era. You know, some question marks on how recruiting would look in that new world. And so far, I mean, I think back-to-back top five recruiting classes. So it hasn't slowed down. But to see that this staff is able to land yet another top quarterback prospect, what do you make of that, Steven? And what do you think that means for this quarterback room? We've been having some interesting discussions about that, right? I mean, you've got a lot of young talent in the room. Is it sustainable for Alabama to hoard all this talent? What do you make of the commitment?
I mean, you look at it now, Christian, Alabama's become quarterback U. And it's crazy because you look at that title, USC had it, you know, other schools had it. And you thought, you know, can Alabama be a place where great quarterbacks come? I mean, under Coach Saban at the beginning, it was just manage the game. You had the Greg McElroys, you had the A.J. McCarrons, you had the guys that had confidence, but they weren't just known as top, you know, high engine power quarterbacks. And then Tua Tagovailoa changed the whole narrative. Tua comes in, and then he shows, hey, a high power quarterback can work here. And behind Tua, you get a Bryce Young, you get a Jalen Milroe, you get as of late, you know, Ty Simpson goes first round. You end up having four first round quarterbacks here to come through Alabama. And now you got Keelan Russell in here. You have Austin Mack, two kind of high end guys. And now here comes Elijah Haven, another high end guy. So it's just incredible that Alabama can go from a place where we just want you managing the game to now we want you taking over the game, and you're seeing these high-end, high-octane level quarterbacks come in here. This is a program that's become quarterback U, and you have a Tua Tagovailoa that went first round, number 5 overall, to thank for that. You have a Mac Jones that went number 15 overall to thank for that. You have a Bryce Young who went number 1 overall, and now here recently a Ty Simpson that goes number 13 overall. You have that to credit to that.
Yeah, you really do. It is kind of crazy going from, you know, people kind of saying Alabama just didn't have quarterback play or good quarterback play, at least when it came to, you know, going to the next level, right? That was kind of a stigma. You know, Alabama quarterbacks didn't really get a lot of credit, right? And to be fair, I mean, there weren't a whole bunch, you know, throughout the years. But now we've kind of, like you mentioned, gone on a run where I think Alabama's probably pushing to have some of the most starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. And then even some of the guys that don't necessarily start, like Mac Jones, I don't think he's considered a true starter right now. He started some games due to injury, but listen, I mean, Alabama's not slowing down. At least it does not look like anytime soon with Ty Simpson being drafted. You look at Keelan Russell, maybe even Austin Mack, you know, and then of course the young guys you just mentioned, there's definitely a lot of potential and upside. So I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. My follow-up to that, Stephen, is this, because I had a question about this, and I know it's hard to really find a true answer given that we don't have definitive numbers. I mean, I have an idea on a number of numbers just from knowing people, but tell me this, Stephen, when you recruit so heavily at the quarterback position, I mean, these guys, they charge a premium, right? We know it's not cheap to have that much talent in one room. Do you think there's ever a point where you wonder on the sustainability side of things? Like, this is how I looked at it. You know, if you had the choice between, you know, 3 5-star quarterbacks or 2 5-star quarterbacks and an elite 5-star tackle, you know, you probably have some decisions to be made. And we just heard Coach DeBoer basically say that, you know, this recruiting class this year is probably not going to be as big. I mean, you know, roster management is the name of the game. Is there ever a point that you think maybe Alabama would have to say, hey, maybe we'll take a moment to look a little bit more and put in some of this money in another spot because we have so much young talent stacked up already? How do you think they go about that? Or you think there's no big deal with
it? I think that's the beauty of NIL, and that's the beauty of the hat that Courtney Morgan wears as general manager, because he's looking at this from the perspective of, I mean, like you mentioned, Christian, you're in a new age of college football now to where you have to allocate the money to what is the position of need. If right. we're already stacked to the deck in poker chips offensively, where is the need in? Is the need offensive line? We saw just this recent recruiting class, a bunch of offensive linemen, right? A bunch of offensive linemen have now transferred in. Is the need on the defensive side of the football? Like, where is the need and how can we allocate toward that? So I think in today's NIL, regardless of how much money that you're being brought into your collective, it's you're looking square at where do we need the most help where the football program is concerned, and how can we roll that money, you know, toward that need now.
Speaking of that money and putting a team together, Stephen M. Smith joins us here on the show of Touchdown Alabama Magazine. Make sure you guys check out all the fine work that they're doing over there. I had that graphic pulled up because, Stephen, we're going to put our GM hat on now. I know we don't have a whole bunch of time.
I get to be Mike Mayock for a day. Okay.
You do. Now, I get it. I'm kind of throwing you on the spot. We don't have a whole bunch of time for you to really give a good look. I'll even make it full screen, make it a little bit bigger on your screen for you. But I wanted to kind of put this to the test because it's easier, you know, said than done. So I had this generated, and it shows, you know, you got different tiers, 5-star plus 5-star, 4-star plus 4-star, and 3-star. And obviously, there's going to be different, you know, premiums charged for each tier of each position. But that said, I mean, you got a quick little glance over this. If you were the GM of Alabama, or I guess any said university, but we're going to go with Alabama here, Stephen. Now, you don't worry about trying to fill in all these slots, but if you had to allocate a certain amount of money to certain spots, just kind of over quick glance, what would be your key points? Would you go heavy on the offensive line? Would you go heavy spending on the skill guys, be a little bit more, I guess, conservative on other areas? What would be your, I guess, way to build a football team?
Okay, so for me, if I'm being a GM right now, I'm definitely looking heavy offensive line, because in my mind, it really doesn't matter how many skill guys you have. If those skill guys can't get the ball because the offensive line is not productive enough, it doesn't matter anyway. So right. I'm leaning more toward that offensive line, and I'm getting specific needs in the offensive line. Like, I'm getting true tackles. I'm getting true tackles, true guards, true centers. Now, if there's somebody that can be a swing guard, that can play guard and center, and they're just really good, I'll look at that. But I want true specific positions on the offensive line. I'm going to get me a running back. I want a guy that can create. I definitely want a guy that can create. So I'm getting me, you know, a couple of running backs there. Wide receivers, I would look at that direction, but I would also want to get me a tight end that can put me in the mind of Irv Smith. Definitely want a tight end that can put me in the mindset of an O.J. Howard, Irv Smith. And then, of course, quarterback, I mean, I could get me, I wouldn't mind me a 5-star plus quarterback, but I can make it work with the 4-star plus guy.
You really can. And I was about to say, if you think about Alabama's blueprint over the years before we went on the run with all these top quarterback prospects, one could argue we were kind of building with the 3-star/4-star, I guess, range of guys. I don't remember what John Parker Wilson and maybe stuff like Greg McElroy. I don't. Do you remember what they were rating on high school?
John Parker was a 4. Greg McElroy was between. I think Greg McElroy was a 4. Greg was a 4. John Parker was a 4. Probably the best one of that whole group. And people don't give him credit coming out of high school. Brody Croy was high.
Really?
People forget how big of a sniper off of an arm Brody had. If Brody could have stayed healthy, Brody could have been really something bad. Brody just couldn't stay healthy.
I didn't even think about that. I guess, there's a lot of quarterbacks. What was the other guy that was competing against Tyler Watts?
I know he and Andrew Zhao were both there.
It was Zhao, and then of course
Spencer Pennington was there. But Spencer, that was kind of rough there with Pennington. But yeah, it was Zhao and Watts at the same time.
But so I remember they had a little bit of a battle going on. If I remember the story correct, because it was before I was a little bit younger. But I remember I think Tyler was like the big recruit. I guess
Tyler was the big recruit. Tyler was the big recruit, and then Zhao and Tyler split time. And there was kind of a lot of uproar about that because, yes, Tyler had talent, but Zhao really had that team. And Zhao would have moments where he would come off the bench and just really show you why he's the guy for real. Now, I can remember, quite a few Iron Bowls there, especially the 1999 Iron Bowl where Zhao just went off. So there was those moments where both of those two split time. But I know for me, when you look at the recruiting aspect of it all, I just look hard at Brody Croll from the standpoint of Brody. You could tell Brody to put a ball in a Solo cup and Brody would do it. That's just how bad of an arm that dude had. And it didn't like the weight room too much. If Brody took to the weight training and if Brody could have stayed healthy, that could have been somebody that would have broke some passing records.
Wow. Dang, man. I mean, and sometimes it goes like that. I mean, there's a lot of guys, whether it's injuries, whether it's off field. So, I mean, you just never know, right? Or even just the circumstances that they're facing. I mean, sometimes you just, I wouldn't say like, it's the wrong timing of it, but there's another guy and it takes away from some opportunities and you just never know. But, yeah, that's interesting, man. You got me wanting to go back and watch some of his highlights, man. I mean, I'm telling you, man,
go back and watch Brody, and you like, man, he playing the wrong era.
I need to put my eyes on this, Steven, because you hyping him up, man. You hyping him up. I got to go put my eyes on it. What years was it again? Do you remember?
So Brody was 03 to 05.
Okay. All right. 03 to 05. I might need to roll some 03 to 05 tape and go take a look at Brody Croy.
I was a bad man.
Steve and I appreciate you hanging out with us, man. Before we let you go, man, tell all the folks how they can find all the good work that you're doing.
Well, they can find that at touchdownalabama.com. There as we're creating this content even through the off season. touchdownalabama.com there, and the YouTube side is Touchdown Alabama Magazine on YouTube, rolling out the videos there, and keeping everybody abreast on Bama football, whether it's the draft ending and your guys going to where they're going to, or whether it's this upcoming season in the fall.
Absolutely. We'll be talking plenty in between then, Steve, and don't you worry. We'll have you right back on here, man. We'll schedule you just weekly, man, at this point. We'll set it up, man. Every week we'll get Stephen M. Smith on here, brother.
Hey, I like that. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Stephen, I appreciate you, man. Have a great rest of your day, brother.
Thank you, Christian.
Yes, sir. You too, my man. Good deal, man. Stephen M. Smith of Touchdown Alabama Magazine. We got to hit this timeout. We come back. We keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC.
Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We got a great show on tap for you. Karen Johns, our softball analyst. She was an All-American catcher at South Carolina. She's a former pitching coach at Alabama. Alabama and South Carolina play each other. She'll have the analysis. Plus Jeff Spiegel from ABC 3340 and your phone calls. That's Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris
Jeep Dodge Ram. Lease a new 2026 Chrysler Pacifica Select for $421 a month for 42 months, $39.99 due at signing.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start.
Roll Tide.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit Lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
Proud from our home base in Birmingham, Alabama.
We are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation,
that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In Tide fans,
this is Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC,
the home of Alabama Crimson Tide sports.
And welcome back in for about 30 seconds, if that, to this Wednesday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Big thanks to our guy, Stephen M. Smith of Touchdown Alabama Magazine, who just joined us. Coming up, we got our guy, Reuben Foster, man, the legend. The man himself, he will be joining us. I think he might jump on here a little bit earlier. So between, I guess, probably now and 12:30, Ruben's going to be joining us. We'll dive into a number of things, talk about what he was doing up here in Tuscaloosa, if he had any guys that he was working with, any linebackers that caught his attention this spring. We'll talk about all that and more. And, of course, we want to keep playing this game, building our offensive roster, right, trying to build that championship offense with a $12 million budget. We got the graphic on the screen, so anybody that wants to come see it, you can come hang out with us on the stream at the Miller's Edge on X or on YouTube. And of course, you can always download that Tide 100.9 app. You won't be able to watch the stream there, but you can go to Tide's Facebook page and watch the stream on that website as well. But we got to hit this top of the hour break first. When we come back, we'll keep on rolling. Reuben Foster, Alabama's most feared linebacker in history, will be joining us coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia got the win in Boston 113-97 to force a game six. Joel Embiid finished with 33 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists. The Spurs eliminated the Trailblazers 114-95. Victor Wembanyama finished with 17 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 blocks. And the Knicks took a 3-2 series lead over the Atlanta Hawks 126-97. Jalen Brunson finished with 39 points and 8 assists. In the NHL playoffs, the Bruins stayed alive and edged the Sabres 2-1 in overtime. Minnesota took a 3-2 series lead after the Wild took down the Stars 4-2. Oilers defeated the Ducks 4-1. In baseball, Aaron Judge got his 12th home run of the season as the Yankees edged the Rangers 3-2. New York becomes the first AL team to 20 wins. Philly shut out the Giants 7-0, and the Braves beat the Tigers 5-2.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. 393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611. 9611.
And knocked down again. That was Christian Miller.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
And welcome back into this Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Big thanks to Stephen M. Smith of Touchdown Alabama Magazine, who just joined us. Again, we got the legend, the man himself, Reuben Foster, joining us here in a few moments. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. Really looking forward to having him back on here. We're going to dive into a number of topics. And of course, if you guys got some questions for Reuben, can't guarantee we'll have enough time to ask, but feel free to drop them here in any of the chats, and we can definitely try to make it happen and ask the man himself, who, a matter of fact, I think might have just hopped on here, so we might be in for a treat a little bit early. That said, let me remind you guys, we're giving away two tickets to this Ice Cube concert tomorrow. Again, the concert is tomorrow, 7:30 at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. Those three questions, right? We're going to play a trivia real quick. It's three questions. I'm going to put them out there. If you guys can attend the concert, right, don't just win them just to win them and they go to waste. If you can attend the concert, call in and give us your answers, and we'll definitely, if you get them right, you'll earn two tickets to the concert free tomorrow. Again, these three questions are, number one, Ice Cube question, what was his first album with NWA? Second question, Alabama football, who did Alabama beat to win their first national championship ever? And then the third question, Miller's Edge question, right? What was my original number issued to me here in Tuscaloosa? All right, those are three questions right there. Again, Ice Cube's first album with the team Alabama beat to win their first national championship game, and what was my first college number? You get those three right, you win yourself two free tickets to go see Ice Cube at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater tomorrow, 7:30 here in Tuscaloosa. Call in and give us your answers. Or I guess you can drop them in an app message and we can make that happen. We'll get those tickets to you. That being said, let's go ahead and let's make some other stuff happen. We'll do it a little bit early because I see we got our guy down here below. I'm going to go ahead and throw him on the screen. Chase, maybe Chase, you know how to do a drum roll. I don't know if you know how to do a whole drum roll or get that drum roll effect, but it's very deserving of one because we got a special guest here on the show today. We got somebody that you guys always are requesting, somebody that you watched and you love to see him go lay his hat on other folks, somebody that really brought the pain when he played this game we call football, man. First round draft pick in the NFL draft, the guy that won probably every award that you can think of, the Buckus Award, the list goes on. We like to call him Alabama's most feared linebacker of all time. My brother himself, Reuben Foster, joins us here on the Miller's Edge. Rube, talk to me, baby. What's up, dog?
What's up, C-Man? What's up, my brother? What's up, man?
And man, look, I'm just here to talk some ball, talk to you, man. Some genuine shit, man. You know.
I love it, man. I love Ruben. Ruben's always on the go when I talk to him, man. Ruben's a busy man these days, man. Ruben's a busy man. I know we got to chop it up last night, so we can jump straight in this, Ruben, because I'll be honest. I know a lot of people, man, they saw you in Tuscaloosa, whether that was at A-Day, or I know there was a couple articles that some folks had maybe put out, and they talked about your presence, right? So tell the folks out that might be wondering, man, what was Ruben Foster doing back here in Tuscaloosa? What could he have been doing over at that facility with those guys?
Dude, I was on a mission. I was on a mission, and it was let's just go back to the school and, you know, reminisce and take it all in, soak it up, bro. And it was wonderful. And you know, somebody was supposed to do a speech for the team, and I was so happy to be there. And it just played, you know what I'm saying? It just played into it, man. It was just great. I talked to the team, so I was the backup. I don't care, whatever. I don't care. It's Bama, you know. I love my school. Anything for my school, especially where everything started. But it turned into player engagement conversations, you know. And I was like, man, I would love to just talk and give some wisdom and give some knowledge to these guys and show them what the hunger they need, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the NIL situation and all that, it probably got some people, the transfer portal got some people kind of blinded, you know. So I just wanted to shine light, you know, to that also while I was talking to him.
Absolutely. So you talk about that NIL kind of being different nowadays and you wanting to really pour into those guys and maybe just try to be there and offer them support and maybe some guidance. Kind of expand on that, what does that look like for you? Like, what would that advice look like, Ruben? Because when we were going through it, we didn't have NIL, right? I mean, we had to kind of get it out of the mud, right? I mean, we were on the back steps of Brian, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. We had all the resources in the world, but we didn't have, you know, six-figure, seven-figure salaries, right? That's a big difference from having a lot of food and clothes that you're giving for free. But tell me, what is that advice that you do have for these young guys that find themselves in this position now, Ruben, that we didn't necessarily have until we made it to the next level? But just knowing what you know now, right, about how important it is to still keep the main thing. At the end of the day, all the money you make is great, but you're there to play football, right? And we talked about this last night, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's a results-oriented business. So what does that message look like from you to those guys?
The message would be, like, the hunger of the game, bro. Like, we understand, like, the money and all that. Like, when I was young, shoot, even going into the league, still considered young, you know. Yep. I never had this amount of money before and all this, so it's many ways to blow it. And it's just like you in college, and we had that money in college, like what we would have done with it. I do not know. I can't say whatever, but I can say that, oh, the same thing as I was, you know, that I did when I was in the league. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I probably couldn't say. but it's like the hunger go away because you looking at certain things and trying to a limelight situation instead of trying to because of your likeness, you know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to be light and trying to worry about what everybody else is trying to talk about, worry about some ball, boy. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Because you ain't going to be light until you know what I'm saying, conquer them X's and O's, you know what I'm saying? Know what you're doing, knowing what you're saying, verbiage, all this, that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, go on. Yep. But it's like, why worry about that? Like, because
it's going to take care of itself.
It's going to take care of itself. Like I told the guys, like, we gave you a scholarship because you earned it. Of course. We gave it to you. Right. We're not about to give you this position. You know what I'm saying? So if you feel like you want to transfer, then transfer. Like, even though we don't want you to, but it's just like, it's like a poker game. Who got, you know what I'm saying?
But nah, in a sense, yeah.
Bro, like, it's crazy. Like, why do that when we all is? Don't take the love of the game away from the business, because you got there for a reason. That's to love the program. And when you got to the program, everything didn't sit well with you, and you want to just trade school. You know what I'm saying? You probably have more likeness if you stayed and stick it down. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And it's not throwing shots for nobody who did stick around. Guess what? I'm just the guy who didn't even get the NIL. You know what I'm saying? Didn't even get a chance to do that. So, shit, who the hell I know? But I'm just saying that's the feeling and the passion of the game. Yeah. Like, it's means something. Like, it got to mean something. And if you make a lot of money, guess what? It probably means something to you. I'm not saying it, but as a young age, first off, you have to listen. You have to be able to know what you're doing with your money. And as a young age, you don't know what to do with your money. You don't even have an idea what you're going to do after college. Right now, you just focus on football. Yeah. But it's you have to focus on more. Like, of course, you got to focus on your scholarship, your grades and all that. And you got to juggle your football, who first screen, second screen, X's and O's. You got to juggle a lot. So don't juggle the limelight. The limelight going to come to you once you just put your heart in what you trust. You know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
Whatever you believe in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not judgmental or whatever, but whatever you believe in, just find that why and find that purpose.
Yep. 100%. I mean, listen, and we knew all about that because of those days when we're sitting there running snakes and we're running stadiums, and then we go put all that weight on our back, feel like we're about to pass out. I mean, if you didn't have something to cling on to, if you didn't have a why, you weren't going to make it. I mean, we watch guys walk off the field sometimes during summer conditioning. I mean, I remember that we had a walk-on from Mobile. I think he was a good player too, bro. We're doing great things, man. And he literally just packed himself up, just walked off, and everybody was like, I know. He going to the bathroom? Nah. He never put the pads on again.
I remember that too, bro. I think I remember that. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah, he just walked off.
Cause that's insane, bro. Just to think about it, bro. Like, your mind ain't there. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was a good player. I mean, he was a walk-on, but, I mean, the dude could play ball. I remember they were talking about him. Like, he was a good high school player. He ended up walking on the team, and we were in the middle 110s, and I can't remember if it was – when we had our water break before we do the whatever, what it was, or sometimes we do overtime. I just remember he just walked off, and then he never came back. So you have to have a why. You have to have a purpose for what you're doing, especially when you're going through those challenging times. And that was something that Coach Conkert always instilled that in us. So I know exactly what you mean by that. But Ruben, you brought up the X's and O's, right? And number one, I love that you're pouring into those guys about stuff off the field, right? You got a lot of wisdom that you can share, and we all know that you can go help those guys out. So I think that's important that you're back doing that. And I actually really appreciate them allowing you to go back and do that, right? That's even more important. But let me ask you. Yes, sir. With the X's and O's, Ruben, I know you had to be talking some X's and O's as well, right? I mean, you don't just have a Buckets Award winner and a former first-round draft pick walking around the locker room in the building and not pick his brain about that stuff. So from X's and O's standpoint, man, what were some things you were sharing with some of these young linebackers? Because there's a lot of young players. We got Caleb Woodson that transferred from Virginia Tech, but none of these guys, well, outside of him, have started games. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they're filling the roles of Deontay Lawson and Justin Jefferson and Kyle Green, all new starters at the linebacker spot. What were some things you shared with them about the position and how they could go out there and play it at a high level like you did?
Well, see, they, you know, they got different verbiage, but, you know, we all know the concept of the X's and O's. So I when they was telling me about it, I know what they were saying. So they already got the game down packed, bro. It's about executing and confidence, bro. And something I can see somewhat out there, confidence is getting up, but it's certain executions that they can execute way better and form their land, like Coach always say, you know, form your land and everything else will flourish. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they already got it down pat, bro. Confidence and not caring what the outside say and have your blinders on, that's the main focus, bro. And, like, you can say this and say that about whatever, like, what Coach always harped on us, bro. We control this and we form in our land. We got to have our blinders on. Football game, social media, whatever. because at the end of the day, it's our life and it's our position, and it's we the one out here down say hut in every play.
Yeah. you're right. Man in the arena mentality, bro. Tell me this, listen. Everybody knows Reuben Foster is a dog, right? When Reuben Foster stepped on that field, right? I mean, Reuben, you smile lights up the room off the field, man. You got that the charisma to you. Your energy is infectious, but on the field, I mean, you flip that switch and that killer comes out, right? Do you sense that we have some guys in that linebacker room right now that might have some of that dog, that nastiness to them? Because listen, a lot of fans, they'll say over the last few years, like, there's been moments, but we haven't really sensed that same type of intensity from a consistency standpoint. Are there any guys that you got the feel for while you were there that you say, hey man, this guy might have something to him?
A lot, bro. It's some of them I really don't know their names or whatever. I just know them by numbers and all that. Try to, you know, like, because all the names and stuff, I can't really remember. But I know personality and I know a good person. Mm-hmm. But, like, QB was one guy that I found my likeness to. Like,
yep.
He's. I didn't get too much to talk to him because I just see his grind, his focus, and all that. But he's a wonderful guy, and he got that dog in him. He reminds me of myself, short, small, underrated. You know what I'm saying? Of his you know, his look. But get what he gonna bring it. You know. So that's I really like that. And boy, they got a white boy on the team, man. Number four is
Luke Metz. Yeah.
So you
like Luke Metz and QB Reese a lot.
Oh, that white boy gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a problem, boy. I know he's gonna be a problem. And the dude who transferred from Virginia on Virginia Tech. I like
Caleb Woodson.
Facts, dude. It's just the whole atmosphere of the linebacker room, Duke. You know what I'm saying? It's just the whole atmosphere. The dude from Virginia Tech and the QB.
You're putting people on notice. So, I mean, listen, if they've got your stamp of approval, I think Bama fans are going to feel really good about that, because that is one position that there's been a lot of, I wouldn't call it concerns necessarily, but question marks, just not knowing because there's so many new faces. But, I mean, we got one of the greatest linebackers in Alabama history here on our show saying that, hey, they got a couple guys that I'm giving my stamp of approval to, not just, you know, as ball players, but the way they play with that intensity. Yes,
yeah. That's got to continue that season on consistency. It's not about what you can do for me yesterday or tomorrow. It's about what you can do for me now. Mm. A guy told me that, and a man named Jared told me that, and I'm going to give him his prop. Stuck with me, bro.
Man,
and it's not about what you can do for me yesterday, what you did for me yesterday, or what you can do for me tomorrow. It's about what you can do for me today, or what you did for me today. Like,
you're right. You're only as good as your last game, and yeah, I get it. You're right. I mean,
exactly, bro.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I'm picking up what you're putting down. No, listen, but that is encouraging though, because again, I mean, those linebackers, you're right. They have a lot of potential. They're young, but to hear you say that and to see that you've gone over there and you've worked with them a little bit and you're walking away really impressed by them, I think that means a lot. Ruben, I want to ask you about something real quick, man, because I saw you respond to this on Instagram, man. I want you to walk us through this moment, because everybody likes taking a trip down memory lane every once in a while, and I know we always enjoy doing it here on the show. I don't know how well you can see this on your phone here, but I'm sure you can probably pick up kind of what we got going right here. Can you see the screen right here?
You see it, brother.
Tell me what was going on right here. So I listen, and that's a famous moment, right? So, and I like bringing these moments up when we have you guys on the show. Like, I had TB on the show, and we brought up Tony, you know, the Hunter Renfro moment, and this one, and then we've got plenty of moments, but this one stands out, Ruben, because I feel like this comes up a lot when we talk about, you know, having dogs on a football team. Everybody goes to this, man, we had guys fighting on the sideline. And here you are. This time, you actually weren't in the fight, which, again, I mean, I was about to say, with Ruben's had his fair share of fights. We all know that. But this time around, we got you breaking it up. Walk me through, I guess me and my pops here, he just joined on there. He heard your voice, man, and he had to come hang out. He had fun last time, so here he is. You can get him to join the show. He don't want to join when it's me no more, but he hears Ruben's voice. He pops up on the stream quick, fast, in a hurry. But Ruben, tell me, what was going on here? I remember, but tell the fans what was happening.
Bro, I see two brothers just arguing about something passionate, bro. And it's crazy because, like, people would see this as, like, miscommunication, which it was miscommunication, but shoot, bro. Like this stuff we passionate. Pico Saber ain't saying nothing. We gonna let you have it. Hey, guess what? He got a leadership for a reason, and it gotta be, it gotta come in effect because he built it, bro. But no, bro, it's just a play was miscommunicated and things got heated. But these two dudes right here.
Competitors.
Y'all don't even know that I hung around these two dudes every single day. So I know these dudes. Like I know these dudes like the back of my palm, front of the crack of my man, it's just good dudes, just brothers arguing, bro. It's just we took it that serious, and guess what? It don't matter what we did today, whatever, guess what? We ain't gonna remember that. It's the next play. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not embarrassed of none of that. We got an objective to get to. You know what I'm saying? So it's the fact that, like, it is what it is. So, but...
You were being the enforcer. I mean, you were the enforcer, right?
I've been a big brother because, like, I was older than them, and it's... And examples like, you see running the hot head, DT, more of the, don't get him out of character now. But,
right, I was about to say he's kind of calm, cool, and collected until you cross him, right?
You know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new, bro. These boys be having this conversation in the dorm room the same way. Yep. He's diving, but guess what? We're gonna. It's funny.
The camera just happened to pick up all that, and which I love because, I mean, this is forever going to be a memory. I think this is like a core Alabama memory that everybody brings up. But, I mean, there's so many things to take away from. I mean, you got Moorhead in the background, nosy. I know Moorhead's got something to say. I don't know what he's saying, but you see Coach Saban in there about to try to push people around.
You see T.O.
and then T.O., like you meant Tyler Owens, who was our strength coach, who also was a linebacker here, who's actually a head strength coach, I think, I think he's at Washington now. He's doing really good stuff, but you see big T.Lou in the background, nosying around, looking scared, trying to figure out what's going on. It kind of just listen. I mean, sometimes you gotta lay law.
Too, my brother, though.
Oh no, 100%, bro. But sometimes you gotta lay law, and you gotta kind of rally the troops a little bit. But I wanted to put that on the screen for a second because I that's a good memory that I have of people bring it up. I'm just like that kind of explains us, right? We're all brothers. It's all love. But sometimes when things need to be addressed and you gotta hold each other accountable, that happens. And best believe, after the game, everybody's all cool and square. There's no problems at all. We just back to work. Matter of fact, next series, we back to work. That's just part of the game. Yeah, I see my dad hanging on here. Now he wants to hang out a little bit. You want to holler at Ruben, man? You don't want to holler at us, but you want to holler at Ruben, though. What's up with that, man?
I didn't even know Ruben was on the show today. I did not even know Ruben. I was gonna get on here early and I got to eat though because I was starving. So I went by Carver and got that new salmon. And what's happening?
Oh no, I was gonna say let's do this because I know Ruben's connection is kind of in and out. So let's do this because we need to take a timeout. So Chase, let's go to break real quick. We're on if Ruben's got time, we'll keep Ruben on here. But let's take a quick timeout so we can get caught up on this break when we come back. We'll keep talking some football talk with Ruben, of course, if he's got time. And then we got the Pastor Payne. We'll keep on rolling right here on this Wednesday. This show, The Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. We got Alabama legend Ruben Foster. Highly requested. You guys always are trying to get Ruben on here. Well, we got him. Don't go anywhere.
Free Vehicle Act. Learn more at dependonam.com.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next
generation. 900-9000. That's 900-9000 for a free consultation. No fees unless we win. No representation is made that the quality of legal services being performed is greater than that of other lawyers.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
Road 16, New Bern, Alabama. For more information, call 334-216-0775. Mark your calendar. You won't want to miss this exciting event.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers this afternoon, the high 81. For tonight, periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm in spots, the low 56. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny both days with a cooling trend. The high tomorrow 73, the high Friday 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports. Tide 100.9.
WTBC. We're joined by the man, the myth himself, Reuben Foster, right here on the show, man. And the Pastor of Pain as well. The Pastor of Pain shows up when we have these.
No,
guests.
That's a lot. Let me get on you.
We haven't seen
Smith.
The Pastor of Pain in like 2 weeks.
Let me give you 30,000, whatever you got on your little thing right there. I didn't even know Rube was on the show, bro. I was getting some lunch. I've been busy. I'm trying to finish up my golf event.
It's all good.
Traveling.
All good.
I've been traveling for 2 weeks, bro. Give your boy a minute. Let me get right.
So when I come off the bat, Paul.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't like the truth over there. You know, them Bama fans. The Bama fans, just like the coaching staff, they want ice cream. They getting solved. They happy room with eight.
All right, see that. Listen, Reuben, I treat this show like around the horn on ESPN. Well, he started getting out of line. I had to hit the mute button on him because we had to let him reel his thoughts back in. He started going a little bit too off the deep end now. he starts going a little bit too out there. So we got the mute button for a reason now. Anyway, we'll bring him back here in a second. But I want to continue. It is hilarious, bro. We might need to get Reuben as our third host over
Reuben,
here.
Reuben, I take myself off if I want to. Just a minute.
Dang! I didn't realize he could do that. Damn!
You must be the admin, my boy.
I might need to take his.
Hey, you can't. Way. You can't stop the word of God, which means truth. The truth go. God gonna come through whatever the devil trying to block. I'm kicking that wall down, baby.
Hold on. You don't put that label on me. No. I'm just hitting the mute button, brother. just don't know what's going to come out. So Ruben, we talked about some of these up and comers, man, at linebacker. Well, tell me this. I mean, how long were you in town? Like, how long did you get to spend with these guys? Like, just a day or two? Was like a week? How long did you get to spend with the team?
Like a day and a half. But I got to spend the whole day of them preparing. Prepping up for the game and going to the game, like seeing everybody. Forgot. Sorry, my bad. Sorry, and I apologize because one guy that I missed that intrigued me, bro, and that's Xavier. Yes.
A lot of
facts. He's huge as hell, bro. He's huge. But he intrigued me by his focus and his want to, bro. Like, he got a point to prove or something, bro. Like, and it's a system that you got to get down packing. You're going to have your ups and downs. But he intrigued me and his want to. That's it. But,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to trust Rube on this. If Rube say this, I'm going to believe it. Now, if a beat writer say this, I'm not believing that. But if Ruben said it, because he's seen it, I'm all with that. Now, Ruben, you know, so you could just go up there and watch practice and hang out and all that good stuff?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can.
Oh, wow.
I'm blessed. I can't do that.
Right? Hey, man, you so super blessed. They don't do that for everybody.
I was about to say. Now they gave me a little bit of a hard time for just going on the field on a day. But to be fair, I will say, I did have some conversation with some folks, I'll leave that there. But hopefully that gets all good. But you got to understand. I do understand from a standpoint of. I mean, listen, we got a million guys, right? I mean, you do kind of have to have some type of policy and coming up with stuff. But yeah, listen, I've gone to plenty of practice and stuff too now, but yeah, I'd had a little bit of trouble on A-Day for whatever reason. I don't know. I guess they were just trying to act a little tough, but I think we got it all worked out now though. But that said, Ruben, let me ask you this. I know you were focusing, you know, mainly on the linebackers. Were there anybody, was there anybody else that stood out, maybe like a defensive line that just caught your attention? I mean, I'm sure you got to see pretty much everybody. A lot of attention on linebackers, but maybe a D tackle, defensive end, maybe even a secondary guy. Is there anybody else that stood out?
I got my boy Dre Kirkpatrick, son.
Oh yeah, Junior.
Look, Kirk.
Yeah.
Look, Dre. He's hard. He's an old school guy, old school mentality guy. He's really put his nose up in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you know, and I say, but you know, like, because like. I don't want him to be too aggressive to the point that he can't lift his weight. You know what I'm saying? Like his daddy, you know what I'm saying? His daddy was both ways, but he gonna put that, you know, that ham on you and he gonna, you know, pick you off, whatever. Mm. He remind me of that. A little shorter than dad, but bro, I was a short as a linebacker, bro. Rolando McClain, Reggie Ragland, all of them was taller than me, bro. Dante Hightower. So I feel like he got a point to prove and I feel like he's hungry. He shows that, bro. Like he's that. You know what I'm saying? He got swag. He got that mentality. He's one of the last. Like I call him a last breed. You know what I'm saying? Even though that we got some dogs on the team, I just feel like I call him OG, little OG. You know,
he's got that DNA to him. He's got that yeah. kind of our time type DNA, which makes sense yeah. given his father is. Dre Kirkpatrick. No, I know. Listen, if you watch the tape, now I don't know him personally, but if you just watch his tape, even the limited number of snaps that he's had, there's no denying it. I mean, like you said, he ain't afraid to put a hat on somebody. He's physical. He's got that intensity to him. He plays with that type of passion. Like he's somebody that would have fit in with our group without a doubt. I agree with you on that. That's a good name that you threw out there. Were you about to say something, Pops, or no?
No, I was going to say, I want to talk a little bit about the draft because I've been on it since then.
Oh, go ahead. I mean, what'd you think of it?
Well, tell you, I had two in the first round, right? Yep, I wonder what the folks been saying about Big Boy going as high as he went. We kind of told him that was going to happen.
We did say that he would be a future first rounder. Even
last year, I told him he was going to be a top pick in the draft just because of his athleticism. Even though he played like mud sometimes, but
I don't know if you've seen this, but I will fill you in on this. And thanks to Carson for tagging us in this. I guess GM John Eric Sullivan announced on the Joe Rose show that they plan on playing Caden Proctor at left guard this season, which I think he's got potential to be a really good guard in the NFL. If he stayed at tackle, I think it gets kind of a hit or miss because, I mean, I just – the guys that he would be facing, whether it's the likes of, you know, my former teammate Brian Burns. I mean, you look at guys like Micah Parsons, guys that have, I mean, threatening speed off the edge. I mean, that just does not seem
– No, he can't play tackle in the league. I don't think he could at all. I think he'd be a bust just like Evan Neal was a bust.
I mean, he's working his way back in. I think Evan Neal
got it. I don't care what he's working, it's what he's doing. I'm just saying, up to this point, he's a bust. B-U-S-T.
Golly, man.
I mean, my point is, you know, I look at them kind of the same player. Now, if he getting there, I think he can play in a tight space, which is guard. He's got great explosiveness, good hips, good footwork, good power. I think he can do well in there. He would get his lunch. He got his lunch ate in college. He couldn't block people in college.
He got his lunch ate in college.
I mean, what makes you think he's going to be able to do that on Sunday?
No, come on, dude.
I love
Pop. Listen, Ruben, you know him. He's going to say whatever comes to his mind. He don't care. Listen, his junior season, this past season, you got to give credit where it's due. Now, it was improved. Now, he still, listen, I'm not saying it was perfect. He still struggled with guys, you know, with speed off the edge, right? Moving his feet sometimes, even though he's a good athlete. I think, listen, I really viewed him as if he was disciplined in terms of getting his body right and being in the proper shape. Like even Coach Saban said on draft day, like when they had him in the building and it was a little bit more controlled, you know, his weight was in check. I mean, he's a great football player, but sometimes when his weight started creeping up and he didn't have the same discipline with his diet and stuff, that's when problems came. If this dude could consistently be 340, 350, which is, sounds heavy, but for his frame, I think it could work. Dude,
that's a rap song I heard, bro. That I heard, it says, if you smoke dope broke, you're going to definitely smoke dope rich. So my point is, if you're eating burgers broke, you definitely going to overeat when you're rich.
There's plenty of food in Miami. There's plenty of good food to eat in Miami. So hopefully he... Hey, listen, he might come on the show at some point because I know Will Conformi's got a thing next week. So, I mean, let's be...
Now, get him on the show. I'm going to ask him some good questions. Hey, listen, all right, what about your boy Ty Simpson, 13 to the Rams?
What about it? We just want our thoughts?
I saw it on somebody's podcast, but the coach seemed like he did not want to take that pick. That was a very awkward call.
Well, there's been a lot of things coming out since then, and allegedly, and then listen,
that's a good dude, man.
Yeah, he's a solid dude, man. Now, he was supposed to come on the show, he directed us to his media team and all this stuff. And I'm like, brother, come on, man, be sci-fi, bro. We ain't doing all that. But anyway, no, they did come out and say that they told him to keep everything under wraps. Don't talk about, you know what I mean, them having a secret meeting and all this. And to be fair, McVay was in a tough spot because it's Matthew Stafford's team. And anytime you draft a first-round quarterback, when you got a quarterback already who's established, who is coming off an MVP season, but he is getting a little bit older, that's going to rub them the wrong way. I mean, that's just a fact.
You're right
you know what I mean? So Sean McVay, he just wanted to be respectful and not make it seem like, hey, man, we're fired up as if we're already moving on from Matthew Stafford. So he tried to play his cards right and make sure he was respectful of Matthew, but also saying, hey, we're excited for the future, but we're worried about, like what Ruben said earlier, the now. And the now is we got an MVP quarterback in Matthew Stafford. That's what we're focused on. We'll have Ty in our back pocket for that time, but right now we're worried about Matthew Stafford because it's his team. I think that's kind of what it was about. Personally.
Well, Matthew Stafford's old, bro. I mean,
he's 38, but he also just won the NFL MVP last year.
I get it, you know, but that normally turns south after that happens. I'm just saying, I don't know what Ty Simpson's gonna
turn out to be. I mean, could you be any more negative?
All I'm just gonna say, I don't think he did enough to warrant that, in my opinion. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Now I want y'all to know y'all didn't hit me up about number five. So where did he go? I didn't really watch the draft. Where did he go?
Oh, Jeremy Bernard. Oh yeah, you got some crow. You got to eat, brother. So I hope you still got room after eating that nice kava dish you just had, because he went in the second round. Like I told you, dude was not going to be there after day two. Jeremy Bernard, without a doubt, was a day two guy. He's Mr. Reliable. He's a physical receiver, right? He has great hands. I think they had a stat like he had like no drops through a certain number of snaps. I mean, listen.
Where'd he go? Who drafted
him? He went to Pittsburgh. Perfect fit, man. You got to be tough to go play in that division.
Which means what Pittsburgh does is just run the football. Probably a good blocking receiver.
God, bro.
I mean,
this dude here, bro. Bro, you might.
He's a Pittsburgh kind of receiver. He is.
I mean, to be fair, Antonio Brown, he played in Pittsburgh. They like to run the football, and A.B. is one of the best receivers.
Yeah, but you see how that's when they had Big Ben, but they ain't got that no more.
I think Aaron Rodgers is still kind of making his decision or something like that.
He's still somewhere in the dark.
And did they draft – no, I don't remember. I think they did draft somebody. I can't remember.
Well, Crow, congratulations.
Drew Aller, maybe? Oh, my God.
I thought it was a third or fourth rounder, but it don't matter.
No, he was definitely a second round type of guy. Somebody said pastor of negativity.
but that's not Christian made it.
Listen, bro. I mean, it's like what me and you talked about last night, Ruben, with Coach Saban, bro. It's like the parent that you never could please, bro. Like,
you can
go win the Heisman Trophy winner. Coach Saban sit there and smile, like, you know, at the press conference. As soon as you get back in the building, bro, you do one thing. That man act like, you ain't no Heisman winner. That's bull. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just
show me some milk.
Yeah, show me. Yeah, oh, you won the Heisman. Yeah, my ass. All right, what next? Like,
congratulations. What next?
But you got, but see, Rupert, here's the thing with old school parents, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to keep pushing, because we live in this soft serve ice cream powder puff world. Yeah. That if you give too much accolades, they forget how to work. So Coach Saban was just trying to keep pushing them, not letting them get complacent where they are. You know, people try to view that as negativity when you're trying to be, you know, stern and in a matter of fact, it ain't negativity. It's like, you know, all I can tell you, like the rest of the guy, like, you know, I'm happy for number 5, but do I think he's a sure enough receiver? No, because again, just like a lot of players at Alabama, and those big moments, where was number 5 at against Indiana?
Well, I mean, brother,
where was he at in those big games? When you need a receiver to beat coverage, to get open and make a play, look for those guys. I can count on Reuben Foster to make a play when I needed one. It's like a deep, like, right. We need to get a stop. We need to get off the field. They players on defense LT and Pepper, like, we knew one of us going to make a play. Like, I can count on somebody to do something to get us off this field. You know, even if somebody else is struggling offensively, when you third, whatever, you're struggling, you look at, that's why they say big-time players make big-time plays on big-time days. I won't say, well, the offensive line, well, the court, I can sit there and make an excuse, or I can get my black tail out there and make a play. I mean, hey, what you want?
I agree with what you're
Robert
saying.
Robert, no, I'm right.
No, you are right to an extent, but I'm saying, you're talking about, you asked about Indiana. I'm saying, where was the whole offense against Indiana? We put up 3 points, and I think we ran for maybe 20 yards total. I'm just saying, like,
no, I mean, but if you're telling me I got a big-time play, that's like,
did you watch the whole season, though?
I'm saying, I watched every game. I mean, just like Ruben,
you didn't think
I could expect Ruben to make plays. I knew I could catch some kind, whether it be on special teams, on a kickoff, blasting somebody, whether it be on the sideline, getting dude, whatever. If I got to get up in a dude face, I'm looking for play. Like, if I'm a GM, I'm looking for dudes like that. I'm looking for dudes like that I can count on, and they can become foxhole dudes. And I love Jeremy. He's a Christian. You know, I'm a man of, I love his faith. I love that he stands for that. That is a great locker room guy. I want all of that of him. But I also want him to daggum make some plays.
I think you need to actually, like clean your glasses and go watch.
I did
all
watch.
The games, bro.
Big games. I'm not talking about Louisiana Lafayette.
I just gave you a stat that the dude.
I ain't
like
talking
no
about
drop.
Mercer.
Bro, hold
I'm
on.
Talking
how about
Indiana.
Let us hit a timeout, and I'm gonna let you guys respond. But we gotta hit this break real quick, and I'll let you respond. And let Ruben chime in if you want.
Ruben, know what I'm talking about. Ruben, don't say that negative, because I want
right
you
here
on to the sideline.
Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393.
We give that to them each and every time they come and visit us.
The sense of pride that we have in the quality, the consistency of our food carries over to everything we do in the stores. That's Taco God.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here,
treating patients from every generation.
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation.
Great atmosphere, outstanding customer service. Where they do that at? Bama Entertainment, where the odds are always in your favor. Take exit 45 off 2059, sponsored by Red.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30 plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
From Tuscaloosa to the world, download the free Tide 100.9 app for all the latest on Crimson Tide sports.
Kind of interesting how we're going to do this. We're going to take another time out here in literally like a minute because we're going to catch right back up again. Because, man, with Ruben on here, we got all this great content going. So we've been kind of.
Well, if you let me know Ruben had been on, I would have foregone my carve lunch for Ruben's minute. No, while he's smoking black, I'm hitting on my neck.
Okay. Then I'm going to give you guys a smoke break real quick because we're going to go right back to a quick timeout. But real quick before we do that, let me remind you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Brand new website just dropped. If you guys are looking for any of that representation, and of course, even more so if you're a high school, college, or graduate student, they got you covered on test taking preparation, subject matter mastery, career, and academic planning. But better than anything else, man, they're going to be any price that you can find. It's very affordable representation and services. So check them out, lamparello-law.com, or you can always call them at 201-317-5115. Everybody needs good representation. Make sure you guys not only have that, but also an affordable lawyer and service right there at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Quick time out. We come back, we wrap things up right here on the Miller's Edge.
Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We got a great show on tap for you. Karen Johns, our softball analyst. She was an All-American catcher at South Carolina. She's a former pitching coach at Alabama. Alabama and South Carolina play each other. She'll have the analysis. Plus Jeff Spiegel from ABC 3340 and your phone calls. That's Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
By Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Find adventure, power, and performance today at Tuscaloosa Jeep Dodge Ram.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9-
At Stephanie-
Japanese flowers at 514 Hargrove Road East in Tuscaloosa. Make her smile on Mother's Day with one call to Stephanie's Flowers, 345-3074.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
Pain relief for up to 12 hours. From sunup to sundown, Aleve's got your back. Try Aleve. Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers this afternoon, the high 81. For tonight, periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm in spots, the low 56. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny both days with a cooling trend. The high tomorrow 73, the high Friday 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Want to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Download the Tide 100.9 app today.
And welcome back in real quick on this Wednesday edition as we wrap up here with Reuben Foster, who we really appreciate joining us, hanging out with us here on this Wednesday, man. Always highly requested, and it's always fun, man. I love when Reuben jumps on here. It's always good vibes, good energy, and a lot of wisdom that we pull out of my guy. But Reuben, I think my dad kind of posed that question before we let you run, man. He asked you about that quarterback battle, and that's the big topic everybody wants to know, man. So who's your pick on who's going to be the next starting quarterback at Alabama? Are you going Keelan Russell, number 12, the young buck, or you got Austin Mack?
Okay, I know Coach Seven gonna be mad at me for doing this or whatever, but I got Keelan Russell. I got number 12. The way he was throwing that thing, that thing was just flickering out of there. Mm. Oh no, it was just a thing of beauty. And don't get me wrong, number 10, he's fire, bro. He's good. He's fire. But the way the energy that number 12 put on me, bro, like, he caught my eye.
Caught your eye. I like it. Just like the other guys you named earlier, man. So that's definitely
big. I'm rolling with Big Rube. I mean, I'm saying I'm going with the Reuben sandwich. I think 12 going to be the guy. I'm going to say Austin Mack, though, going to start the season for a few quarters, but I think he will be quickly relieved because they need someone dynamic. And I'm a little bit concerned of the offensive line play still and their ability to be able to protect the quarterback. And so I think Russell gives them that ability to escape plays and or extend plays. And you talk about that great whip and that arm, you know, flicking, throwing that thing down the field, making some big plays. So I'm with you on the Russell thing, man. You know, and I'm with you on getting on the staff. I know that might mean you can't come on the Miller's Edge because they know we speak truth. You know what I mean? We speak truth. So if that's the case, I'd rather for you to get your paper and not talk to us and being on here talking to us and not getting any paper.
Stop saying us, brother. I
mean, yeah, because me and T-Mill, we ain't doing all that.
Hey, I hate to say this, but we got to get out of here because the next show is about to start now. So
that'll be better. Don't go way back like that.
We'll be back on radio again tomorrow right here in the middle of the Tide 100.9, 12:30. WTBC.